Now from politics in the U.S. to movies from around the world, NPR's Faraj Hidayat takes a look at a major black film festival that kicks off today in Los Angeles.
It's Oscar season, and that means just one thing, wall-to-wall interviews with celebrities and wannabes. But it's also festival season. The Sundance Film Festival in Utah just ended, and now it's time for the Los Angeles Pan-African Film and Arts Festival, or PAFF. This is its 14th anniversary, and it's billed as the largest Black History Month event in the United States. This week, more than 150 films will be shown, representing works from the Caribbean, Latin America, the South Pacific, Europe, Canada, Africa, and the United States. I'm joined now by PAFF Director Ayuko Babu. Welcome.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing great. So the opening night begins with a critically acclaimed new film from South Africa, Saatsi.
Uh-huh.
Tell us about it.
The best way to describe Saatsi is to say it is about a young man that's been destroyed and has become a monster. And all of a sudden, something happens to him that begins to spark a certain amount of humanity, which I won't go into. But really, more importantly, since majority rule in South Africa, the South African government has taken a different attitude towards these young men who've come out of these kind of horrible, ghettoized, racist kind of situations. So you get a chance to see a society that's not interested in retribution, but a society that says, hey, wait, we should stop and take a chance on this kid. And this film, Saatsi, does not have a big budget, but that's part of the kind of films we put in, hoping that we will attract attention, hoping that we can prove that there's an audience. The difference between our festival and other film festivals is that you don't really have a black audience at Sundance or at Cannes or at Berlin. You have a black audience here, so if you're really interested in trying to see what black people think about a film, you come in, you get a kind of sense of seeing the kind of sophisticated, cosmopolitan complexity of our life and entertainment value and pick it up and push it.
Let me just turn to a couple of the other films. Akilah and the Bee.
Lawrence
Fishburne and Angela Bassett. Those are big names that should get some big attention. What's this film about?
It's about a young girl who, in the midst of all the pathology and confusion that goes on in certain sections of the black community, she decides to focus on spelling and has a talent for spelling. And it's a story that makes young people stop and think. And I think it's a film for adults to bring young people to and for also you to kind of think about what you're doing with your life and how you make decisions with your life and where you're going.
Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure.
What does it mean?
That I'm not supposed to be afraid.
Afraid of what?
Afraid of me.
We also have one other called Aristide, the Endless Revolution in Haiti.
I am still the only elected president of Haiti. They voted for a president. A good number, unfortunately, were killed for that, for defending an elected president.
President Aristide told me that he'd been forced from his home, that he had literally been kidnapped. They told him if he did not leave, he would be killed, and a lot of other Haitians would be killed.
We have a kind of unique opportunity because as a result of colonization and slavery, we've been spread out throughout the world, and we have come up with different views of the world, the same African personality, but there's a story in Haiti, there's a story in Brazil, stories coming from the African-American experience, from the Papua New Guinea experience. Well, what that does is that it gives you a perspective and an insight into how the world works that other people don't have.
Let me ask you about the honorees. You have an awards ceremony annually. Who are some of the people you're honoring and why?
The Community Award is going to be given to Assemblyman Merv Dimely, former congressman, sat on the Foreign Relations Subcommittee and was in charge of the African Subcommittee of that committee in Congress. We're going to give Hill Harper the Canada Lee Award. And for those who don't know Canada Lee, Sidney Poitier said that Canada Lee was probably the most important actor in his generation. So the Canada Lee Award says, look, Canada Lee set a standard by which we want Hill Harper to aspire to.
So and those are both aspirational awards,
exactly.
But you're also honoring some people who are veterans of the industry.
Jim Brown. He's been involved in working with black youth, trying to always advance the interest and trying to raise the level of dialogue and is spending his time going around to prison working with young people in prison.
And you're also featuring Lou Gossett Jr.
Lou Gossett Jr. has spent a lifetime looking at us, understanding us, and bringing our story, our experience to the big screen. He should definitely be honored.
That's fantastic. The Pan-African Film and Arts Festival runs from February 9th to 20th in Los Angeles. Ayuko Babu is the director. Thank you for joining us.
That was NPR's Farai Chidea. There's more about the Pan-African Film Festival on our website at npr.org.